to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Cars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Monday is Veterans Day, and we always observe Veterans Day appropriately here on the Cigar Dave Show, paying great tribute to all the men and women that have served this country, be it in any branch of the armed forces, whether it is the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. We always pay tribute to them. And today we feature an encore presentation of the Cigar Dave Show. We had the opportunity to visit with Scotty Neal, a retired U.S. Army Green Beret, one of the first men into Afghanistan, and now an American entrepreneur, one of the proprietors and owners of Horse Soldier Bourbon Whiskey and Distillery. It is Veterans Day today on the Cigar Dave Show, and we pay tribute appropriately. Of course, we always started off with a long ash, snappy salute to all of them. Long ash greetings and salutations, a long ash snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure, long live the alpha, make America great again, make masculinity great again, screw the enemies of pleasure. As always, your five-star commanding general and global alpha male in chief with a long ash snappy salute, especially to all of our great veterans who are amongst us this weekend. As is our tradition here on the Cigar Dave Show for any major holiday, we bring in the great John Wayne for the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by Doug Allen with the Star Spangled Banner.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Banner yet wave, for the land.
great Doug Allen, the anthem singer for the Buffalo Sabres. On November 11th, 1919, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson issued a message to his countrymen on the first Armistice Day in which he expressed what he felt the day meant to Americans. It is appropriate that we replay that for you today. A year ago today, our enemies laid down their arms in accordance with an armistice which rendered them impotent to renew hostilities and gave to the world an assured opportunity to reconstruct its shattered order and to work out in peace a new and juster set of international relations. The soldiers and people of the East of the European Allies had fought and endured for more than 4 years to uphold the barrier of civilization against the aggressions of armed force. We ourselves had been in the conflict something more than a year and a half. With splendid forgetfulness of mere personal concerns, we remodeled our industries, concentrated our financial resources, increased our agricultural output, and assembled a great army so that at the last our power was a decisive factor in the victory. We were able to bring the vast resources, material and moral, of a great and free people to the assistance of our associates in Europe, who had suffered and sacrificed without limit in the cause for which we fought. Out of this victory, there arose new possibilities of political freedom and economic concert. The war showed us the strength of great nations acting together for high purposes, and the victory of arms foretells the enduring conquests which can be made in peace when nations act justly and in furtherance of the common interests of men. To us in America, the reflections of Armistice Day will be filled with solemn pride in the heroism of those who died in the country's service, and with gratitude for the victory, both because of the thing from which it has freed us and because of the opportunity it has given America to show her sympathy with peace and justice in the Council of Nations, Woodrow Wilson. Well, unfortunately, World War II would break out some 25 years later. But since that time, that 1918 Armistice, Veterans Day, Armistice Day, and subsequently Veterans Day, an important part of our American calendar. And I can think of nobody more appropriate than to join us, a longtime friend of the Cigar Dave Show, a veteran himself, served in Afghanistan. We've got the great Scotty Neal, who, in addition to being a great American warrior, he is also one of the founders of American Freedom Distillery, the distillers of Horse Soldier Rum and, Horse Soldier Bourbon and a Wrecker Silver Rum. Scotty, it is great to be broadcasting front and center right from the American Freedom Distillery in St. Petersburg.
Thank you, Cigar Dave, and more than happy to talk to everybody about this Veterans Day and what it means to all of us.
And what does it mean to you? You have served so nobly as a Green Beret. What does it mean to you?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, how do you go from somebody that serves their entire life is in service to finally consider themselves a veteran, right? I still consider myself active in today's politics, active with Army issues and Special Forces issues. A lot of my friends are still commanders that are active. My son's in the active. So the veteran part is kind of new to me. So I'm trying to experience what it means to be a veteran in today.
Was it a difficult transition going from active to retired?
Well, it is, especially when you live here in Tampa Bay and you have the headquarters of CENTCOM and SOCOM. So all of your friends are still in uniform. So even, you know, for a beer or a bourbon later after the day, you still get caught up into the conversations of the war on terrorism, what's going on. And for me, you know, I'm pushing 50 and I don't consider myself the vision of a veteran that you would normally think of yourself. I see myself as an active part of the community, and I should honor other veterans.
Well, it's interesting because we originate from St. Petersburg, Pinellas County, but Hillsborough County, as you mentioned, the home of Central Command, MacDill Air Force Base, and Special Forces as well.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at Hillsborough County, it is the largest county in terms of veteran population in the state of Florida, I believe around 70,000 veterans. And when you look at the state of Florida, there are 1.55 million veterans in the state. So it is just huge, just behind California with 1.7 million and Texas with 1.58 million veterans. So when you look at the number of veterans that served in, there's still about 60,000 World War II veterans, still alive with us in the state of Florida. But when we look at the number of post-9/11 veterans, 175,000. Big number. You're one of them, Scotty.
Yes, thank you. It, you know, a couple things. One, because especially for Tampa Bay being the headquarters of Special Operations Central Command, a lot of us end up retiring. That's like our last stint in the military, and then our kids are of high school and college age, so you just end up staying here, and Florida is really nice. Second of all, you have probably the best VA health care treatment centers here in the Tampa Bay area, which attracts a lot of veterans. And then once again, you know, it's the Sunshine State, so if I'm a veteran, where do I get to choose to live? I get to choose to live in Florida.
But, Scotty, you are a Florida native.
Yes.
You are. You grew up in Kissimmee before Kissimmee was Kissimmee.
Yes, I did. Actually, my family has been here and fought in all three Seminole Indian Wars. They are actually were on the veteran rolls and received a monthly stipend back in the late 1850s.
That is incredible. I mean, it is, you know, we when you, it's, first of all, when somebody says I'm a native Floridian, that in and of itself is raises eyebrows. But when you look back and your family goes way back to the 1850s, that's even more incredible. And when you look at Kissimmee today, which is just south of Orlando by the Disney World area, when you grew up, you told me you grew up on a farm.
I grew up on the cattle ranches and orange groves. So if you think about Central Florida at the time, it really was dominated by massive, massive open ranches that would take cattle up and down the panhandle area, and then they would disembark them either into Cuba or Central America or for the war effort in World War I, World War II.
And when you look at the number of airports in the state of Florida that were originally military training bases, it's incredible, whether it's Sebring or even when you look at Tampa International, which used to be called, I think it was Drew Field. Going back at all these airports, they were built to train World War II pilots.
World War II aviation. Then you look at the Don Cesar Hotel, which was a veterans hospital. You look at the Vinoy, which is a veterans hospital for World War II soldiers recovering from battlefield abnormalities at the time, which was PTS and PTSD. So Tampa Bay has had a long history. And then also my father was here during the Cuban Missile Crisis and was out of MacDill.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. And I'm sure he's got some great stories about
that.
Yes, he did.
He discovered Gasparilla Pirate Festival at a very young age and shared me with all those shenanigans when he was younger.
And I'm sure the stories that at that time when you talk to people who lived through it, they were convinced they were going to nuclear war.
Yes. Everybody was afraid. The skies were dark with daily aircraft. You know, the average population, which once again, you only had radio in rural Florida at the time, and you just heard all of this, and just everything was a buzz and soldiers all around. And they really, really thought that it could be the beginning of the end of days.
Our Veterans Day observance continues. Our special guest, Scotty Neal, Green Beret, Afghanistan veteran, and one of the co-founders of American Freedom Distillery, the distillers of Horse Soldier Bourbon and Wrecker Rum, which we will enjoy today during the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony. We'll continue our Veterans Day discussion front and center on the Cigar Dave Show.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
Hope you are enjoying our encore presentation on this Veterans Day weekend of the Cigar Dave Show. Let me tell you about the November 2019 Officers Club selection. This comes to us from our longtime friend, Rocky Patel. It is the Rocky Patel number six. Why did Rocky name it so creatively the number six? I'll tell you why. Great blends always come out of their various factories. And I was down at Rocky Patel headquarters in Naples when a batch of these cigars comes in, and it's named blend number 1, 2, 3, all the way up to like number 18. We're all smoking the cigars, and I mentioned to Rocky, I love this number 6 blend. It's great. Rocky loved it. Nimish loved it. Nish Patel loved it. So we all agree. They made a few tweaks. Next thing you know, that's the blend they want. They're trying to find a name. Well, there's so many different names. They all kept going around and around, and they said, why don't we just call it the Rocky Patel number 6. Just name it after the blend. It is a great cigar. That's what they did. It's the number 6 blend from the factory. It uses a beautiful Honduran Hamastran Corojo wrapper, Honduran Jalapa, and Honduran and Nicaraguan fillers. It is medium-bodied. As Rocky likes to say, it's round and complex. Just has a nice taste on the palate, some sweetness. And as Rocky said, if you like sweetness, you will love the Rocky Patel number 6. It was initially introduced at the Cigar Retailers Convention back in Las Vegas the end of June, early July. And it started shipping just about 2 weeks ago. So Officers Club members are going to be among the first in the country to enjoy these great cigars. They will be shipping next week. If you're not a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, it makes a great holiday gift. Go to CigarDave.com, $22.95 per month, gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. Every so often, not every so often, on a regular basis, I get emails from various people that want to tout a particular product or a story or something going on that they want to get publicity for. So I get this email called about a Enki Stovehob. And I said, what the hell is an Enki Stovehob, or who is Enki Stovehob? Well, here's how the email starts off. Hi, did you know that running your charcoal grill for an hour to cook that rack of ribs emits up to 11 pounds of CO2? Natural gas does better on emissions, but still pulls out 5.6 pounds of carbon dioxide into the air. Meet Enki Stovehob, the greener, cleaner way to grill. The outdoor grilling station runs on biomass, including wood pellets, without emitting smoke. Now, as soon as I looked at this after the first paragraph, do you think I want a grill that doesn't emit massive amounts of CO2? My Viking grill, it's a 42-inch grill, has about 130,000 BTUs, British thermal units of heat. I want my ribs to have loads of emissions coming out. I want my steak, when I char it Pittsburgh-style medium rare on my grill grates, I want loads of smoke. I want to emit CO2 into the air. Screw these greenies. Screw these climate change nutcases. Because as we've discovered, as we know, UN official admitted, climate change is nothing more than about wealth transfer from one group to another. It's all it is, all about power. So do you think for a second I'm going to feature some little stove or grill that runs on biomass that has no carbon emission? The answer is hell no. And you know what I'm going to do this weekend, my fellow alphas? I'm going to light up my big Viking grill, and I'm going to put a giant bone-in ribeye, and I'm going to go to town with loads of CO2 emissions. That's the way to grill alpha style. Semper Paratus, the Latin phrase meaning always ready. That is the U.S. Coast Guard theme. And we appropriately pay tribute to all branches of the armed forces, including the U.S. Coast Guard, which at times, not here, of course, on the Cigar Dave Show, but at times, sometimes gets forgotten. But we salute all of our military branches, including the Coast Guard. When you need the Coast Guard, Semper Paratus. They are always ready. The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection for November is a fabulous stick, the Rocky Patel No. 6, just released last month. Rocky loves this cigar. Why do they name it No. 6? It was the 6th blend that came from their factory. They loved it so much, they said, we're just going to call it Rocky Patel No. 6, a unique blend with the Honduran Corojo Hamastran Valley wrapper, Honduran Jalapa filler. It's medium, round, and complex, some sweetness, a very tasty cigar. It is coming your way late next week. If you're not a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, you get great selections every month, $22.95, just like the Rocky Patel No. 6. Go to CigarDave.com and join the Officers Club. Now we continue with our Encore Veterans Day presentation of the Cigar Dave Show. Scotty Neal, just a longtime friend of the Cigar Dave Show. We've had him on many times. He is a retired Green Beret, but I don't think, deep down, I think he's still going to be always active. But Scotty Neal, also a founder of American Freedom Distillery, which distills the Horse Soldier Bourbon and the Wrecker Silver Rum, and we will talk about that in just a little bit. But, Scotty, what is it most that you miss about being in the service, and what is at least that you don't miss?
Well, I think the most important thing you miss is just the camaraderie around everybody. In Green Berets, I was only on two teams for 17 years, right, of 12 men. And just like a firehouse or a police station, you form an incredible bond. Your kids grow up together. And then also there's this importance of purpose and mission. What I don't miss is getting up that early. And I don't miss putting on the fancy uniform for parades and ceremonies.
How about when you get those late night calls? I'm sure you got calls saying you need to be here, or here's what's, you know, we're not going to tell you what's going on or where you're going. Did that occur on a regular basis?
Well, I think I spoke about it before. On 9/11, we were actually on a training exercise for a mock terrorist event, and then to learn that it is real, we actually then departed on 28 September to go into the Middle East of 2001. So it is true, you know, at any time or any reason or any call, you can be deployed. You have to say goodbye to your family, and I'm not sure when I'll be back home.
Where did you serve? Where were you based through the 17 years?
I was based out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and that's home of the 5th Special Forces Group. And the 5th Special Forces Group area was the Middle East. So think all the way from Uzbekistan and Tajikistan all the way through Afghanistan and Pakistan into Iraq, Iran. So any of the Muslim regions and all of those things into North Africa, those are where we focused.
So really CENTCOM was pretty much one-on-one on a regular
basis.
Many
countries since the 90s, you know, I would spend 4 to 6 months in various countries doing anything from medical missions in Africa to treat villagers and their animals, to counterterrorism missions, to weapons of mass destruction. So if you go down the portfolio of special operations missions, you never knew until you got the folder that says this is your mission on this deployment.
So the Green Berets were not just about grabbing guns and going into territories and starting to gain territory and eliminate the enemy. In many cases, you were dealing with the locals, establishing goodwill.
Yeah, that's, you know, what's uniquely different to the Green Berets is we're by, with, and through. And our motto is free the oppressed. So we are the softer side of soft, right? We are more the diplomatic warrior that goes in and negotiates and gets there before the crisis and can defuse it before it comes into something that other major forces need to become involved.
And there is a misconception. Everybody thinks the Green Berets always go in with guns a-blazing, and what we've just learned, that's not true.
That's not true, but then again, we can come in the middle of the night and,
when necessary,
quickly take care of the situation.
The motto should be, we're the softer side of the military, but don't screw with us, because
right.
If you do, big trouble. Scotty Neal, a great veteran, served in Afghanistan, Green Beret for 17 years, Scotty?
Yes, sir.
17 years now, one of the co-founders of American Freedom Distillery in St. Petersburg, Florida. They are the distillers of Horse Soldier Bourbon Whiskey and Wrecker Silver Rum. And the good news is, when we celebrate our Veterans Day National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony, we'll pair up a great cigar with their great bourbon as we continue.
Get the latest cigars, hand-picked by the General, each month, delivered straight to your door. When you join the Cigar Dave Officers Club for just $22.95 a month, you'll receive 3 premium cigars in a customized Ziploc Cigar Dave pouch. To join, go to CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Tradition traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite
for local dish installation and service.
Hi, folks. This is Doug Tooley. There's no greater friend than our veterans. At B&T Satellite, we would like to honor their sacrifice. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. We are a local authorized dish dealer, a veteran-owned business. We live here, we work here, and we want to honor our local veterans. That's 241-DISH. For more information, please call us at 241-3474.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharrow, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Levins, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and a lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We celebrate and commemorate the great service of all of our great veterans on this encore presentation of the Cigar Dave Show.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
As we commemorate Veterans Day 2018, it is only appropriate we have a cigar that has some connection to the United States, and I can think of no better cigar than the Brick House Connecticut. This is the original Brick House. Did not have a Connecticut wrapper, but this unique Brick House with a very nice Connecticut shade wrapper. Actually, two types of Connecticut leaf. It is called the Brick House Double Connecticut. Joins the original Brick House and Brick House Maduro. Third blend in the Brick House brand from J.C. Newman Cigars. The new blend uses a USA Connecticut shade-grown wrapper and a Connecticut broadleaf binder. And I'm talking USA Connecticut, not Ecuadorian Connecticut. All Nicaraguan filler. Comes in six different sizes. I have pulled out the Mighty Mighty. Because when you think about the United States Armed Forces and our great veterans, they are indeed mighty. 6 1/4 inches in length with a 60-ring gauge, almost an inch in diameter for the ring gauge, 60/64ths of an inch. Suggested retail, $7, not going to break the bank. Rolled at their Pensa factory in Esteli, Nicaragua, and the original brick house line launched in 1937, but resurrected in 2009, and the brick house Connecticut, Double Connecticut, launched in 2017, just about a year and a half ago, and that's what I will enjoy today.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Well, I've got, almost looks like a bat. This is a double-edged stainless steel guillotine. You open it up, there's a little lever release, put the cigar in, and boom, one shot is all you need, and that's what I will use today.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
We spare no expense to bring the finest litation devices to, I should say, me, really, because that's what these Cigar Dave R&D laboratory guys do. And this thing we just call the blowtorch. That's all we call the blowtorch because it looks like a welding torch. Just got one single flame. Trust me, if you are engaged in battle against an enemy, fire this bad boy up and you will vaporize the enemy. That's what I would use today from the Cigar Dave R&D Laboratories, the guys with the white pocket protectors.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected.
Area clear of all enemies of pleasure.
Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
And by the way, just in case Robert Mueller is listening, there is no Russian tobacco in this cigar or in the litation device or in this cutter. And if I am subpoenaed, I will not lie. I will testify under oath to all of the aforementioned facts. All right, I've just cut the end of my Brick House Double Connecticut Mighty Mighty. I will toast the foot of this cigar. And you can hear the massive flame coming from the torch, as we call it. Scott, if you had one of these things on your hip pocket when you're in Afghanistan, trust me, this is better than one of those flamethrowers.
I think so. I could have saved many a lonely night with my own torch.
By the way, let's talk about, as I just toast the foot of this Brick House Double Connecticut, were you able to bring cigars over into the Afghan theater of operations?
Well, initially we had a few that we took, right? And then we started getting our care packages, and that became that kind of little victory from home. And,
right.
You know, different guys would get different things. Some were a little dried out. I think grandma and mom and dad really didn't know how to pack very well. And at the time there was no, you know, official support like what you see today, you know, of boxes upon boxes of different nonprofits and everything sending over cigars.
Well, the manufacturers would always send over cigars,
yep.
And the FDA, under the Obama administration, enacted the deeming regulations for cigars, which are being challenged in court, and the support that the cigar industry is receiving from the House and the Senate on a bipartisan basis has been fantastic, but they've not been able to overturn the regulations yet. But one of them is that manufacturers can't give away any free cigars.
Mm-hmm.
And they requested a ruling, a clarification from the FDA, from the Tobacco Control Division, saying, look, we want to give these to our soldiers,
yep,
overseas. Can we still do that? The FDA said, absolutely not. Cannot do it, which to me is unconscionable. Screw the FDA. Robert Zeller, Mitch Zeller is his name. I call him Mitch Zealot, who leads that division at the FDA, at the forefront of that. So really, as far as I'm concerned, that is unacceptable because the number one requested item, there are two requested items. Scotty, you know what I'm going to say. Cigars and coffee from our service members overseas. Two number one and two requested items.
Exactly, and coffee for the morning and cigar for the little victory at night. Whether you had a hard day serving or you survived the battlefield or you're remembering a lost individual, the ritual overseas of having a cigar and sharing it, whether it's members of your command or you know, even the locals with you talking about American tradition is probably one of the most important things you experience as a soldier.
And this Brick House Double Connecticut, very nice, medium-bodied, very smooth. And we are going to sample two. We're not going to just have one for this Veterans Day edition of the Cigar Dave Show. We're going to have two libation samples. both from the distillery in which Scotty is a founding member and partner, American Freedom Distillery. First up, actually, before we do that, hit it, Sergeant Steve.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer.
Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Scotty, you are one of the co-founders of American Freedom Distillery in St. Petersburg. And before we get into the distillery, let's talk about the first spirit we will sample. This is the Horse Soldier Bourbon Whiskey, and this is the 95 proof.
Yes, it is. So Horse Soldier, we were part of the first Green Berets into Afghanistan in 9/11, and we didn't know it at the time, but the only way to get around the Taliban, who had captured tanks from Russians and earlier engagements, was on horseback. So the symbol on our bottle is actually the Horse Soldier statue at Ground Zero, and it is made by us, former team members of ODA 595, 511, Triple Nickel, and others who were some of the original Green Berets, and it's a fine weeded bourbon.
It is, and before I say that, you made the transition from protecting the American dream to living the American dream.
Yes, so we make whiskey, not war now. So if you think about from the American Revolution, when all the farmers who took up arms to found this great country returned home, and that's how you converted your old grains was into whiskey.
George Washington.
Yes, George Washington.
General Washington, first president. He was a distiller.
And the Whiskey Rebellion, which once again,
right.
Taxation without representation. The very first tax in America was a tax on whiskey.
There you go. And I like what it says here on the bottle. Horse Soldier Bourbon Whiskey, legendary men, legendary spirits. And this
yes.
is the Reserve Select. And on the back it says, the United States of America was forged by pioneers, bold trailblazers, explorers, and warriors. In the American spirit of adventure, we proudly present Horse Soldier Bourbon. And it is a weeded bourbon. And as I take a sip of this, I'll have you tell me about it and the mash bill. And let's see.
Smooth.
Oh, it is smooth. Got a little tad bit of warmth, not a lot. Smooth. Definitely get a little of the woody notes. I'm getting a little bit of sweetness, a little tanginess. This is very pleasant.
Thank you very much. It's amazing that when you hear veterans are making bourbon and whiskey, they're kind of patriotic. They buy a bottle, then we get so many comments back that actually say it doesn't suck.
So that's a great comment. Tried your whiskey. Doesn't suck.
Yep.
How about, hey, your whiskey was great. Love the
exactly.
complexity of it. The flavor in my mouth was overwhelming. An explosion of palatial flavors and notes. Oh, no, it doesn't suck.
Well, you know, they don't expect that we had took our time and learned from around the world. We really traveled to Scotland and Ireland, and we were mentored by some of the greatest distillers this country has to offer. When they found out we were on this journey to make bourbon, it wasn't a gimmick, it wasn't a marketing ploy. They really embraced us, and they taught us all the behind-the-velvet secrets that you don't get with a distillery tour.
So 51% corn by law, we know.
That's bourbon. So we're a 70% corn, 20% wheat, and 10% barley. The barley activates the yeast initially, and the wheat is where you see the sweetness
right.
and the softness, and I call it the little victory in every bottle.
All right, and before we'll talk more about the Horse Soldier Reserve Select Bourbon Whiskey in a bit, but next we're going to try another spirit on this Veterans Day. This is the Wrecker Silver Rum, a superior silver rum crafted using the finest grade natural ingredients from American Freedom Distillery. Scotty, what is Wrecker?
Wrecker is a Viking word for warrior wanderer. So if you think about all of us, especially in special operations, you're alone in small teams, you're on the frontiers of the world. Sometimes you think you're a pirate, but then again, you know, the Vikings included their families. There's a lot of history about how they explored the world.
And you have two birds above
the
record.
Ravens.
The Ravens. That's what I thought they were, the Ravens.
So if you think about ravens, ravens intellectually are on the same level as a chimpanzee and a dolphin. They can use tools. They have empathy. A gathering of ravens is called a conspiracy. So we chose it as our spirit animal for rum. And we chose rum. If you think about before the Boston Tea Party, there was the Sugar Act, and that's what really started the descent of America, was the taxation of sugar coming from the Caribbean that made rum.
Actually, Scotty, let me correct you. A gathering of ravens is a team that is 4-5 right now.
Oh, okay.
But they are better than my Bills at 2-7. I couldn't resist that. I'm formerly from Baltimore, and I've got some friends that have been rubbing it in. And I looked at them and said, have you looked at your team's record? I think Harbaugh is going to be the next to go. But in any event, so this silver rum, let me take a sip of it here. Wow, that is soft. A little bit of sweetness. Very, very tame. Nice.
So what's happened in America with rum, we've been given this industrial overprocessed rum as cheap as they can make it, and then we put sugar into it, and
right.
we put beach drinks, because this is Florida. And what we found is we really, about a year ago, we sailed from St. Petersburg, Florida to Cuba in the 50th anniversary of the regatta. And then we jumped ship and we learned how to make rum. And what we learned was using fresh pressed sugar cane, not molasses, was the key to a great rum.
This is very pleasant. And, you know, this reminds me, it's smooth like a vodka with just a hint of sweetness. And you told me you're also aging rum in your Horse Soldier bourbon barrels.
Yeah,
right now.
So just think about it. When we pour out our barrels, which is the most expensive part of making spirits, we have an empty barrel. So we're storing half of our rum, and the silver is what we sell now. In a couple years, we'll have an aged rum product.
And how many years? About 2 years?
About 2 years to 3 years. We don't know yet. This is be our first batch.
So you got to see. And what's the aging on the Horse Soldier bourbon whiskey?
Our aging right now is 5 years.
5 years,
yeah.
Which is long because...
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Brothers really wanted to learn about the better side of America, and that's starting your own business.
And how many partners are there in American Freedom Distillery?
Right now there are 10 partners. We have one very fine and beautiful, Elizabeth. She really is the Snow White. All the packaging, labeling, bottling, everything. You know, our wives are involved as well. They help in the ancillary activities, the tastings and everything else. Our kids help bottle. So this really becomes a family of families business amongst us foreign veterans serving together.
And where can our alphas find the Horse Soldier Bourbon Whiskey and the Wrecker Rum?
Well, it's always online. You got to, you know, admire what happens if you go to our website, www.AmericanFreedomDistillery.com, all one word, into our web store. You can buy directly online. There's a few states, according to our government, that we can't ship to, but we do hit almost, you know, 40-some-odd states that we're able to ship to.
So you can ship distilled spirits to 40 states?
Yes. You know, after Prohibition, the government gave every state to control its own liquor law. So it really started with the wine clubs that
right.
enabled interstate shipments. So we're learning all of these laws. In Florida, I can't sell it to you directly. Believe it or not, there's a third party that you order through on my line online. But it's also a way that I get to keep my customer. Because in retail world, I may make it, but ABC Liquors is where you go buy it. So I never get to meet my customer. So for online sales, it's a way for me to introduce our brand. You're able to buy it, and then I'm able to tell you about our story.
So you can ship it, you said 40 other states.
Yep.
No problem.
Yeah, right there. As soon as you check in the store, it'll tell you exactly where it can go. It tells you how long. Some states, you know, have particular signing measures for the bottles. Obviously, you have to be 21 years old. You know, it's really opened up to small businesses. So you think about small craft distilleries. Since World War II, it went from about 4 to 7 distilleries, right, to over 1,500. And so small craft distilleries have to compete against million and billion dollar publicly traded companies with endless marketing budgets. So it's the only way that I can spend my money, introduce myself, and gain a customer at the same time.
Now, when you opened the distillery here in St. Petersburg in 2019
for
tours, the good news in the state of Florida, thanks to our good friends at St. Augustine Distillery, they were able to get the law passed. So now every person can buy 2 bottles of each brand per year.
It's actually expanded since then.
It has.
Yes, we have to chip away and carve at it. What we fight is it's probably the toughest battle. I mean, I've taken over Afghanistan and Iraq littler time than I have my own legislation in this country. And it started off with just 2 bottles per person per year.
Right.
We're up to 6 bottles per person per year. But then again, if you think about all of the craft beer in Florida and just the tourism, we're way behind the rest of the country that does not inhibit small business growth. They allow you to actually buy it by the cocktail, just like a beer in a brew pub can serve you their beer. We still can't. So it's a big, I had to learn to be a warrior at night. Now I have to learn how to fight legislative battles in this town.
Well, the good news in Tallahassee is they're figuring it out, because when they look at the tourism, you go to St. Augustine Distillery and the old ice factory, it is incredible. I've been up there numerous times. The number of people that visit, that brings money into an area. Same thing with American Freedom Distillery. They'll be coming in here, walking out with 6 bottles guaranteed of each. So
if you think about it, there are 14 million visitors to St. Pete Clearwater Beaches, right? Right now in the state of Kentucky, the Bourbon Trail experiences 1.2 million visitors to the Bourbon Trail. I have the opportunity to expose my Florida product in Florida to over 14 million visitors in one shot in my distillery. So, you know, how do you take that message and I deliver it to Wall Street like Mr. Smith and say, hey, you're really inhibiting my brand and my small business, and I can't compete against billion-dollar distributors who want to stop me.
Interesting. So, you know, the key is that once people come in and find it, they're going to keep coming back. So that's a great thing. And as you keep growing and expanding, it's good for St. Petersburg. It's good for Florida. It's good for tourism. It's good for everybody.
Everybody wins.
All right. Got to take a short time out. We will continue our Veterans Day commemoration today on the Cigar Dave Show.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club prides itself on featuring great new cigars. And as the man, the general, the alpha in chief that oversees the Officers Club, I am always on the hunt for great new cigars. One of those cigars that was launched at the Cigar Retailers Convention last summer that was just released a few weeks ago, the Rocky Patel No. 6. A beautiful, medium, round, complex sweet cigar, loads of sweet notes, very pleasant, a beautiful Honduran Corojo Hamastron wrapper with Honduran Jalapa and Nicaraguan fillers. The reason that they call the blend Rocky Patel No. 6, it was the 6th blend out of 22 that Rocky and the rest of the crew at Rocky Patel said, that's it, that's what we want. It's a beautiful cigar. Join the Cigar Dave Officers Club today. Great holiday gift, and you'll get great cigars like the Rocky Patel No. 6. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, $22.95 per month, you become a member.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
The U.S. Air Force song, Off We Go Into the Wild Blue Yonder, climbing high into the sun. Here they come zooming to meet our thunder. Atom boys, give her the gun. And on this Veterans Day weekend, Monday being Veterans Day, we celebrate all and commemorate all the veterans of every branch, including the U.S. Air Force. I wanted to join the Air Force. They wouldn't let me in because my eyesight was pretty bad. Now with LASIK, I would have gotten in. Big mistake, U.S. Air Force. I would have made a great airman. Now we continue our Veterans Day Encore presentation. Just a brief history. In 1954, President Dwight D. Eisenhower officially changed the name of the holiday from Armistice Day to Veterans Day. And in 1968, the Congress passed to make sure it was celebrated on November 11th or the first Monday thereafter. Our allies, our friends in Great Britain, France, Australia, Canada, they commemorate the veterans of World War I, World War II by Remembrance Day. And in Europe, the Commonwealth country, they observe 2 minutes of silence at 11 a.m. every November 11th. Not a bad idea. I think we should pay tribute to all our veterans. I stop just for a moment, and we are paying tribute to our veterans. And as we continue our next hour from the American Freedom Distillery with our special guest, Scotty Neal, I say a great veteran and retired member of the Green Beret, 17 years serving this country very capably and nobly. Now he is a distiller. We'll continue our number two of this Veterans Day edition of the...
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump says there was nothing wrong with his Ukraine phone call in July.
The president declares that he hasn't been hurt by the released testimony from closed-door depositions and says he's not worried, as long as lawmakers remain focused on his July 25th phone call with Ukraine's leader.
All that matters is one thing, the transcript. And the transcript is perfect.
However, Democrat investigators argue that the president abused his authority in that phone call for personal political gain by pressuring Ukraine to investigate the 2016 election and the Biden family. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, at the White House this morning, the president told reporters he plans to release the transcript of the first phone call he had with Ukraine's president in April, probably on Tuesday, just before public hearings begin next week. A senior U.S. official says a recent unexpected meeting between leaders of South Korea and Japan was an encouraging sign that the Asian U.S. allies are on track to improve a relationship strained by deep rows over trade and history.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia and Pacific Affairs David Stilwell spoke after meeting with South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa in Seoul. Stilwell's visit came weeks before the expiration of a military intelligence sharing agreement between South Korea and Japan that Seoul has threatened to end in retaliation for Tokyo's moves to tighten controls on exports to its neighbor. Following an angry reaction from the Trump administration, Seoul said it would reconsider if Japan relists South Korea as a favored trade partner. Jeremy House reporting.
Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who's expected to throw his hat into the 2020 presidential ring officially very soon, says he would bypass early primary states like Iowa and New Hampshire in order to concentrate on Super Tuesday contests March 3rd, where a quarter of delegates will be chosen in one day. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Bastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Chicago police now say a 25-year-old man suspected of fatally shooting a 66-year-old man who went to the aid of his niece in their home was an invited guest.
Authorities initially said the man entered a Southside home through a window late Thursday, tied up the 17-year-old girl in her bedroom and assaulted her. Later Friday, a police spokesman said the 25-year-old, who is in custody, was invited to the house by the alleged victim. Police say her uncle came to her aid when he heard her screams and was shot at the back and the head. He died at the hospital, and the girl was hospitalized. The suspect's name was not released. Police say he was captured as he ran from the scene. Patrick Frost reporting.
Facebook is opening up a war room to quickly respond to election hoaxes. Twitter's banning political ads. Google plans to crack down on bogus videos on YouTube. Both social media platforms mounting a vigorous campaign against misinformation ahead of the general election in the United Kingdom. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The last victim of Monday's cartel ambush that slaughtered 9 American women and children laid to rest today.
It's the third burial in as many days.
Pulian LeBaron says people are devastated and angry. His cousin Renita Miller was one of the victims.
They call them nine angels, you know, there's women and kids. We just can't understand that level of evil, you know.
Christina Langford is the last of them to be buried. Officials and community members say she jumped from her vehicle, waving her arms to show she was no threat. But the attackers shot her twice in the heart. Her 7-month-old daughter was found unharmed in her car seat. The motive in the killing still isn't known. Mexican authorities have suggested it could have been a case of mistaken identity in the midst of a turf war among drug cartels. Residents of the area, however, question whether the women and children may have in fact been targeted. I'm Ben Thomas.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
On Monday, we as a nation commemorate and celebrate Veterans Day. We honor all the great veterans that have served this nation so capably, so proudly. Whether it was going back to the Revolutionary War or any current conflict, it is vital that we pay tribute to them. There's a reason that we are free. Freedom is not free, but we are free because of the sacrifices they make, the sacrifices that veterans' families make. Well, we pay appropriate tribute on the Cigar Dave Show. Today we present an encore Veterans Day presentation of the Cigar Dave Show. I had a wonderful opportunity to spend several hours with Scotty Neal, a U.S. Army Green Beret, one of the first men in Afghanistan. And now he's an American entrepreneur, horse soldier, bourbon whiskey. We talk bourbon, we talk veterans, some great stories with Scotty Neal. We hope you enjoy. As always, the General and the Alpha Male in Chief, front and center. I invite you to follow us on social media. If you followed me during election night and the election thereafter, you know I was active. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Just go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. You will see all the links to our social media pages. You can go there, click on it, and follow us. Twitter is at Cigar Dave Show. Facebook and Instagram, both Cigar Dave. And it is my pleasure to welcome back Scotty Neal of American Freedom Distillery. Scotty, I want to bring up something because you have been in Afghanistan, and I wish I didn't have to bring this story up and talk about this story, but it really is a tragic story, and I want to get your input on it. 39-year-old North Ogden, Utah Mayor Brent Taylor was shot and killed Saturday by an Afghan commando he was training, who was then killed by Afghan forces. He's a member of the National Guard serving in Afghanistan, scheduled to return back to U.S. soil in January, and unfortunately he returned back to U.S. soil, Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, this past week, where his wife was there on hand to greet
the casket, and he leaves behind his wife, Jenny, seven children ranging from 11 months to 13 years of age. And it is believed it is the first time a serving mayor was killed in the line of duty serving our country overseas. And he had been the town's mayor since North Ogden's mayor since 2013, a member of the city council before that. He was, according to Brent Chug, who served as North Ogden's temporary mayor during Taylor's deployment, he said Brent Taylor was a dynamic individual, very forward-thinking, accomplished great things for our city. Longtime member of the Utah National Guard, in January, he was deployed to Afghanistan, served an earlier tour there as a combat advisor to the Afghan Border Police, completing two tours in Iraq. And people just in North Ogden across the country just devastated. 38th U.S. military member killed in action in Afghanistan since the beginning of 2015. Since October 2001, 2,270 of our great men and women service members have lost their life in defense of this country. And it is really heartbreaking. Scotty, when you hear about this, he was actually training other Afghans in service of their country. And this Afghan turned on him, was embedded, and ultimately Mayor Taylor lost his life. And I'm sure you can this is hard for everybody and certainly for you as a Green Beret and Afghan veteran.
It becomes, you know, difficult to understand, especially a lot of the people. You know, when war first kicked off, it was courageous. It was a reprisal for 9/11. And now that it's 17 years later, America really has gone on. And so when they hear this kind of death, it makes everybody question why. And it makes us, you know, ask our leaders, why are we still there and everything? But the soldiers themselves that are still in Afghanistan, they're facing the hardest mission that we could face. Usually an enemy shoots you in the front. Yet we're experiencing what's happening today is your allies are shooting you in the back. And so, you know, it's the hardest thing to prepare for, train for. It's unknown, it's sudden. And, you know, it takes a great mental toll on those that are still serving the Afghans and the ones that want to be part of their country in transition is to figure out who actually just wants to kill you in the middle of the night or in broad daylight.
And, again, here is an American service member in really assisting the Afghans in getting their country back up, in training their armed forces, and yet somebody that he may have been working with for months, who knows, weeks, months, and all of a sudden, boom, just turns on him. You don't know who to trust.
You don't know who to trust, and that's part of the psychological warfare that's going on right now, and they understand America's weakness is our desire to continue to fight. Militarily, they can't take us on directly. They really tried with the IEDs, and America's not, you know, on the battlefield like we used to be, so they're adapting very quickly. And then you got to ask yourself, what motivates an individual to want to shoot an American knowing that they're going to get shot and killed next? Is it some kind of financial gain or reward to their family, right? Is somebody else training them, or they're just saying, hey, you know, go join, and I want you to do this, this, and this, and it might take a year. And then, poof, it's your opportunity, execute.
What did you experience when you were in Afghanistan dealing with the Afghans? Were you mistrustful? Were you always one eye kind of open just in case?
Well, you have to be. So the hardest part about being a Green Beret is training by, with, and through, and especially when some of them were foreign enemies. It was the same thing in Iraq. You know, what you're trying to do is motivate them for their end state and a vision for their own country. But you never know. There could be a bounty on your head. Somebody, you know, could be, has their family kidnapped and they have to give retribution in order to get their family back. There's all these factors. And that was why we always had no sleep, because we basically had to be on guard and on watch for our own selves and our inner circle 24 hours a day.
And when you were there initially, what was the reception you got? You came in on horseback. And the first thing you told me was you had to gain trust with a lot of the a very unsophisticated group, really,
right,
that were fighting the Taliban.
So if you think about the Afghanistan and a lot of these countries, it's a tribal society, honor, shame, duty, respect. All of these things, like the old Wild West, meant a lot. So we had to, you know, start. The first thing you do is prove that you're capable and competent. They didn't know who you were. None of them ever had been more than 100 miles from their village. They didn't know about 9/11. They don't know what the World Trade Center is. They just knew that you were there for your revenge, and they understood it. And so we fought their common enemy. Then we talked about our families. We talked about what every human wants, which was a basic right to exist and be alive. So that's how we created the friendship. And then we fought small battles together. They saw us fight. We saw them fight. We treated their wounded. We went the extra mile. And now we became ingrained. In Afghan, that's the culture. You know, if we fight together, you know, we become brothers together.
You told me a story where you said, well, we can do this, this, and this. And they said, yeah, we've heard that before. How are you going to do it? And you gave them the binoculars and said, here, watch this. And you made a call. Talk about that.
So, you know, what it is, what needed to change on the battlefield, if you think about World War One, that took the tank to break trench warfare, the Afghan militias and small tribal elements, they couldn't get around the tanks that were left over from the Soviets. So they needed something to disrupt the battlefield. And for them, they didn't know what 12 men could do. And what they thought is, okay, I already have 500 horsemen. What are 12 more going to do? And we showed them what American 21st century firepower and air power looked like. It's unimaginable when nothing comes from the sky and the bunker suddenly explodes in front of you. It's magic. And they thought it was almost a voodoo magic. They called them Alakas, the god warriors with thunderbolts and lightning. And they'd never seen a B-52. They don't know what all of this was on the battlefield. And we instantly changed the momentum, and we broke the back of the Taliban within weeks.
So you make the call to the B-52 to fire.
Right.
He's watching it. What was the reaction?
Well, it's, you know, for us, the special forces to the Air Force is very transactional. Hey, you, this is me. I've got a great coordinates. I want you to drop a payload, adjust for fire. To the Afghans, it's all gibberish talking into a magic box. And then all of a sudden you count down because the Air Force tells you, you know, 30 seconds out, 10 seconds out. You're pointing to the Afghans. No, no, look. And all of a sudden, poof.
Boom.
It just explodes.
What was their reaction? I mean, they must have been like, how?
It was, you know, stand up cheering and jeering, dancing around. You know, it became instantly they knew the war had changed in one bombing. That was it. They knew that they had the courage. And what happened is they sent riders like Paul Revere to the other villages. And it went from maybe 30 to 100 militiamen to over 5,000 horsemen and infantry within 2 weeks.
But instead of saying the British are coming, they were screaming, the Americans are coming.
That's
the Americans
right.
are coming.
That's
They're
right.
here.
They've come to help us save Afghanistan.
Well, Mayor and Major Brent Taylor's wife, in a Facebook post, said the following: Brent may have died on Afghan soil, but he died for the success of freedom and democracy in both of our countries. And she and her husband urged Americans to exercise their precious right to vote. It seems only fitting, she said, that her husband has come home to U.S. soil in a flag-draped casket on our election day. It's beautiful to see over 4 million Afghan men and women brave threats and deadly attacks to vote in Afghanistan's first parliamentary elections in 8 years. The strong turnout, despite the attacks and challenges, was a success for the long-suffering people of Afghanistan and for the cause of human freedom, Mayor and Major Taylor wrote. As the USA gets ready to vote in our own election next week, this is written before the election, before he passed away, I hope everyone back home exercises their precious right to vote. And that whether the Republicans or the Democrats win, that we all remember that we have far more as Americans than unites us that divides us. United we stand, divided we fall. God bless America. And Mayor and Major Taylor was a military intelligence officer with Joint Force Headquarters, served 2 tours in Iraq on his 2nd tour in Afghanistan, and may he rest in peace. And a little bit later on, we'll tell you about another atrocity that occurred mocking one of our veterans who lost his eye during, in defense of this nation while serving overseas. And it is just unconscionable how this took place. It was on Saturday Night Live, which I have not watched for probably well over a year, year and a quarter, because frankly, it's not funny. And back in the good old days, it was funny, but never when it was John Belushi or Dan Aykroyd or Jane Curtin or Billy Crystal or any of the big names, never would they have resorted to really mocking and making fun of a member of our military, ever. They knew where the line was, and these clowns today, unfortunately, don't. We will continue our Veterans Day commemoration. We're at St. Petersburg, correction, American Freedom Distillery in St. Petersburg. We've got Scott Neal, Green Beret, retired Green Beret, and one of the 10 co-founders of American Freedom Distillery, as I enjoy my Horse Soldier Bourbon and my Brick House Double Connecticut. We pay tribute to all of our great men and women who served in the armed forces as we commemorate Veterans Day 2008.
You need to add some alpha to your Facebook news feed. By following The General, you'll get the latest intel in the world of cigars, info on the show each week, and see what The General is smoking. Click like at Facebook.com/CigarDave.
We will return to our encore Veterans Day presentation of the Cigar Dave Show in just a few minutes. A couple of relevant, timely items I would like to get to. First of all, there was a bill that was introduced last month into the House Ways and Means Committee of the U.S. Congress that would have dramatically increased the federal tax on premium cigars. However, after much lobbying by the members of the Premium Cigar Association, the Cigar Association of America, the Cigar Rights of America, good news, even though the House Ways and Means Committee voted 24-15 to approve the bill that really was focused on youth vaping to establish an e-cigarette tax, they cut out the cigar provision. If that provision would have remained in that bill, the cigar tax would have probably tripled. So the cost of a cigar would have gone up even more than it is now, especially in some of these high-tax states. And enough is enough. Every time you look around, you've got Congress, you've got the state houses, you've got the enemies of pleasure saying, we need to raise more taxes. Raise the cigar tax. Raise the S-chip tax. I'm sorry. We are taxed out. If you want to tax people, let's spread it around. How about a toilet paper tax? You may laugh, but think about this. Every American uses it at one time or another. If you put 2-3 cents on every roll of toilet paper, you want to fund something? You want to fund S-chip? Spread the wealth around instead of coming to those of us that are cigar connoisseur. The industry is under attack between the FDA, between user fees, S-chip taxes, state taxes. Now they're going to want to have fees that you've got to get your various cigar blends approved by the FDA, deeming regulations. Enough is enough. So good news, our voices were heard. There's a similar bill in the Senate, remains alive, but you can be sure that the cigar manufacturers, the cigar associations, and you as a cigar connoisseur, we can make our voices heard. Now, speaking of two other cigar-related items, or another cigar-related item, Altria, the big cigarette company, a $25 billion big tobacco company. When we talk about big tobacco, let's talk about the cigarette companies. Cigar companies and manufacturers are not big tobacco. They are small businesses in many instances, craft boutique type of businesses, family-owned businesses. They are not the big $25 billion behemoths like Altria. Well, they bought the Nat Sherman company, Nat Sherman International, which includes included the Nat Sherman townhouse, the big retail store on 42nd Street in Midtown Manhattan, beautiful place, the Nat Sherman cigar brands. But they primarily bought Nat Sherman for the cigarettes, the Nat Sherman cigarette brands. Well, now Altria, after owning Nat Sherman, I think for maybe, 2 years, they have now announced that the Nat Sherman business, they're exploring options for the premium cigar subsidiary Nat Sherman International, which would include the retail store in Midtown, the Nat Sherman brands, which are sold nationwide. So quite interesting. They bought, Altria owns the Black and Mild machine-made cigar. Now all of a sudden they get into the premium end of things, and now they want out. And I say, good. We don't want the cigarette companies owning premium cigar companies. Big tobacco, two different things. By the way, those of you members of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, the Rocky Patel No. 6, being shipped later this week. Beautiful cigar, nice,
round, complex, medium-bodied, some sweetness, pleasant cigar coming your way, just released. Join the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Makes a great holiday gift. $22.95 per month. You get three fantastic cigars. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and join. Every Alpha renders a long-ash, snappy salute to all the great veterans that have served this country. We honor you today with our encore Veterans Day presentation of the Cigar Day Show.
Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard.
No matter which branch
you served this great country, and we salute you this Veterans Day.
Anchors Away, the theme song of the United States Navy. And as we know, there's a major rivalry between Army and Navy, between both branches of service as well as on the football field. Scotty Neal, former retired Army Green Beret and co-founder of American Freedom Distillery here in St. Petersburg, our special guest as we originate from his distillery here and enjoying his great Horse Soldier bourbon whiskey and their Wrecker silver rum. Scotty, I'm sure you have told a few Navy jokes in your day. You want to share any?
How do you separate the men from the boys in the Navy? With crowbars. So, you know, it's funny, all this ribbing aside and everything, my brother served in the Navy, my dad served in the Air Force, now our sons are serving in the Air Force, in the Army, so we've kind of got a blended family, but nobody was crazy enough to go into the Marines, so we're good.
That's it. So here's some other jokes. You know, I'm going to give one for Army. I got to balance it here. You know why the Army football team should change its name to the Opossums?
No.
Because they play dead at home and get killed on the road.
That's right. Oh, Army.
What do you get when you breed a groundhog and a West Point cadet? 6 more weeks of bad football. I got to find a few Navy ones here to balance it out. So, because I got a lot of. Oh, wait a minute. Here, let's see. No, I can't repeat that one on the air. But it's all in good fun. And you know what? To me, that Army Navy rivalry, no matter. The teams could both be winless throughout the course of the year, which they're not. They're both have won. But when you look at that rivalry, it's highlighted just on that day. CBS broadcast that. Now it's from, Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia.
Yep.
But when you look at that game, the pageantry, the rivalry, the President Trump attended last year.
Yes, Commander-in-Chief's Cup.
Commander-in-Chief's Cup. It really is something very special, a cool rivalry, and everybody in the stands dressed in their, you know, their military best. It really is a cool tradition.
It is one of the oldest traditions in football, certainly. And if you look as somebody in the Army, even down to the enlisted side and those that attended academies, just the amount of preparation, the pranks they play on each other, the videos, the amount of, you know, flying off of carriers and submarines and just the taunting that goes on in the parking lot especially. And then the game all comes to a quick stop with the playing of the national anthem and the colors, and then it's on. And then, but there's a lot of hugs and kisses, and let's celebrate afterwards, no matter who won.
All right, here's a quick random Air Force joke for you. Since we've got the Navy, the Army, we've got to do an Air Force. How many Air Force cadets does it take to change a flat tire? 3. 2 to go for a beer, and 1 to call daddy.
That's right.
I guess the Air Force, there's that little
bit of a... Gentleman's Force.
The Gentleman's Force. Okay, interesting. I guess we see... let's see. I'm trying to remember. I'd say Muffy would be the guy's girlfriend, but Biff, yeah. Captain Biff and his girlfriend Muffy in the Air Force. No, we appreciate everybody's service, and we're all doing it in good fun. Scotty Neal, a Green Beret Army veteran, American Freedom Distillery co-founder, our guest as we commemorate Veterans Day. When we come back, we'll talk about Pete Davidson's uncalled-for joke. And it really wasn't a joke because it wasn't funny. Nothing funny about it against Dan Crenshaw last Saturday night on SNL. We will talk about that as we continue.
K
Get the latest cigars, hand-picked by the General, each month, delivered straight to your door. When you join the Cigar Dave Officers Club for just $22.95 a month, you'll receive three premium cigars in a customized Ziploc Cigar Dave pouch. To join, go to CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Everyone's invited to an evening of fun and all-you-can-eat ribs with all the fixings, plus gun and bucket raffles, live silent, and fabulous dessert auctions. This benefit fundraiser is in support of Friends of the Shasta District Fair and the future of our wonderful fair and event center. Please join us Saturday, November 9th for all-you-can-eat ribs and an evening of fun with friends at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Dinner tickets and sponsorship tables available at Shasta District Fair and Event Center office or call 378-6789.
You are listening to an encore Veterans Day presentation of the Cigar Dave Show, as we always appropriately honor our great veterans on this most important weekend. The Marines hymn. Everybody thinks it's called From the Halls of Montezuma to the Shores of Tripoli. It is actually just called the Marines hymn, the official hymn of the United States Marine Corps, introduced by the first director of the United States Marine Corps Band, Francesco Maria Scala. Here's a little fact. It is the oldest official song in the United States Armed Forces, and it is typically sung at the position of attention as a gesture of respect. The third verse is used as a toast during formal events such as the birthday ball and other ceremonies. A very, very popular song, and I remember the first time I probably heard it was when the Boston Pops, Arthur Fiedler, at one of the July 4th concerts played it. But it is certainly a very recognized song. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we fight our country's battles in the air, on land and sea. And when you want to learn more about the history of the Marines, why do they talk about the shores of Tripoli? Very interesting. Goes way, way back. I think I want to say almost 200 years with the United States Marines. And there's a very interesting, in fact, Brian Kilmeade wrote a book of Fox News talking about that. So we'll have to get him on to talk about that maybe next Veterans Day. I'll call Brian. I actually have a cell number. I had him at the Florida Broadcasters Association. Should just call him right now, see what he's doing. You know, hey, Brian, listen, come on right now. But I'll never forget. He's like, here's my number. Take it. I'm like, okay, no problem. He's like, yeah, call me anytime. So Brian Kilmeade, some great books that he has written, and we will definitely have him on talking about that. All right, as we commemorate Veterans Day, last Saturday night, I don't watch Saturday Night Live anymore. I don't even DVR it anymore. I took it off my DVR probably last, I want to say maybe February or March, when it just became unfunny. It was not funny anymore. I'd always liked the opening scene. If you watch the first half hour going way back to when Saturday Night Live started back in the early 70s, you could count on the first half hour to be must-see comedic television. Their opening segment usually was hysterical, could be political, could be a current event related, but it was always funny. And the first half hour just, you know, move, boom, boom, boom. And over the last probably 2 years or so, when all they do is bash Trump, all they do is just bash anything associated with the administration, it gets repetitive. I want to be entertained. I want to watch SNL to laugh, not to see, what's his name, the guy that attacked, who's the actor that I can't stand, thank you. Thank you, Sergeant. I want to get rid of the guy's name because I can't stand him. By the way, Alec Baldwin was sentenced. As you know, he had a little altercation last week with somebody taking his parking spot, and he got physical, was arrested for assault. He was sentenced to death, and he no longer is alive. So, Alec Baldwin, don't rest in peace. No, I'm just kidding. Although people said when I put that on Twitter, said, General, that's a great idea. And if it offended anybody, good, I'm glad. In any event, SNL is no longer funny. Just watching the constant bombardment of just going after President Trump and the administration, I want to be entertained. You know, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. The one thing that was great when you watched SNL way back and watched The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, even Jay Leno, they went after everybody. You didn't know whether they were a Democrat or Republican. It was humorous. It wasn't mean-spirited. Now it is the same repetitive nonsense on SNL. So, therefore, I just don't watch it and don't even DVR it. So, on Sunday, when I catch up on Twitter and on Drudge Report and start seeing stories in the headline, Pete Davidson under fire for poking fun at veterans' eye patch, I obviously wanted to see what this is all about. So, I checked the video. We will play the audio component for you of what Pete Davidson had to say during the SNL newscast
portion of Saturday Night Live.
This guy's kind of cool. Dan Crenshaw.
Oh, come on, man.
Yo, hold on. You may be surprised to hear he's a congressional candidate from Texas and not a hitman in a porno movie. I'm sorry. I know he lost his eye in war or whatever.
You know, like, lost his eye, his war, whatever, and the fellow cast members are laughing. And here's what's more disturbing. The audience is laughing. Dan Crenshaw is running for Congress, a congressional candidate from Texas. But Dan Crenshaw served in Afghanistan and lost his eye when it actually, correct, he's a retired Navy SEAL, lost an eye in Afghanistan during an IED attack. I was mortified when I saw it, when I watched it, even more mortified when I saw people laughing at it and people trying to come to Pete Davidson's defense saying, well, it's just in the spirit of comedy and he wasn't going after him. It was just a funny thing. I'm sorry. There is nothing funny about it. There are certain things that should not be joked upon. I'd like to, and here's what's even more disturbing. Pete Davidson's father was a fireman during 9/11 and lost his life during 9/11. So you would think that he would be a little more sensitive, a little more cognizant of why Dan Crenshaw was serving, especially considering that Pete Davidson's father died when he was, I think, 6 or 7 years old. So you would think he would have a modicum of respect and understanding. He doesn't. Pete Davidson is a very disturbed individual. He is effed up. He's more than effed up. The kid is screwed. Look at him with his pasty blonde frosted hair and his Ariana Grande spectacle watching them out and about. And she dumped his ass because she realized what a nutcase he was. But this, to me, is just even Democrats on the Sunday shows and thereafter on the cable networks couldn't come to his defense. I think there was one or two that said, well, he tried to do it as a joke, but it didn't come out right. No, I'm sorry. And let me, Scotty, let me bring you into this, because you served in Afghanistan. You came back, thankfully, without any injuries. But when you look at somebody that has served and lost his eye, and lucky that he still has sight in another eye, to me, it is just unacceptable. And what's more disturbing, NBC hasn't apologized. Comcast hasn't come out and apologized. They haven't come out saying this is unacceptable. Lauren Michaels, the executive producer, hasn't said, we went over the line. This is unacceptable. And you know what? As a company, we apologize, and we're going to donate to some service organizations who help those who are recovering from injuries during their service in Afghanistan or Iraq or anywhere across the globe. Just unacceptable to me, Scotty.
And I think what I've seen myself, first of all, I don't know who Pete is or who she is. I don't know.
Trust me, look at him. He does look like a she, doesn't he?
There you go. That's why I was confused earlier. But, you know, there seems to be this sense that if you say something so outrageous and so bad, it is actually good press for you to be that obnoxious. And then you just have to weather the bad comments and the feedback and pushback. And so, you know, it is a conversation in comedy as well. I remember the Grace just like you do. And there was a little rib, a little jab. It was kind of intellectual. You had to think a little bit to get the joke in the butt of it. But there was truth in it. What you see now is just hypocrisy. And you just see, you know what I mean, grandstanding on a scale. He didn't do it on a cuff. This is a major produced show.
Right.
It was very deliberate. It was a very deliberate attack. Right. It was just poorly delivered. And he should suffer all the consequences for it as well.
And unfortunately, he won't.
No.
Because what happens in this country now, if a Republican would have done this or offended somebody else, the howls from the libscreen media would have been unending.
Mm-hmm.
Every Democrat would have been jumping up and down saying this is unacceptable, this is outrageous. Not only should he apologize, he should be fired, his life should be over, he should be executed, he should never be heard from again. But silence. Dead silence when it comes to Pete Davidson.
Well, look, silence is suffering, especially on their side. If they say nothing, then you really got them by admitting it. So,
well, I can tell you that if I was one of the senior executives for Comcast, Universal, NBC, I was Brian Roberts or one of the other executives, the chairman, CEO of Comcast, Universal, I would have immediately, that night, the next day I heard it, called Lauren Michaels, the executive producer, called the president of NBC and said, this is unacceptable. This is over the line. This isn't a matter of free speech. This is a matter of good taste. And there's nothing tasteful about it in any way, shape, or form. I'm going to come out with a statement. You are all going to come out, and this will never happen again. Lauren, if it does, your ass is out. Now, Lauren Michaels has been around for 40-some-odd years, runs that show with an iron fist.
Yes.
Nothing goes by. He didn't just insert that at the last second. That was in the teleprompter, knew exactly what was going on. But for him to not stop that, and all I say is, let's see what happens if Lauren Michaels, one of his members of his family, or Pete Davidson, or another member, God forbid something like that happened, where they were in an accident, or something where they lost their sight, or even worse. Let's see how many jokes they would start cracking at their own expense. The answer is zero. Unacceptable.
What you've seen, though, is the quiet professionalism of the SEAL that he said that about.
Right.
You know what I mean? He took the higher road immediately. He talked about, you know, his service and his honor and some people that are more injured than himself. And so hopefully he's turned that to the people and understand, you know, what this modern day veterans, you know, what kind of candor and commitment and honor and sacrifice they have. And, you know, it just, you know, I don't understand it. I don't understand it with the flag controversy and the kneeling controversy, all these things. It just was never brought up this way. It would never be part of our veteran and military culture. Yet we're the first to, you know what I mean?
Defend
the freedom to be an idiot.
Yeah, defend free speech and the right to do it. Exactly. And there are tons of them out there. And you hit it right on the head with Dan Crenshaw, what he said. He's a Republican from Texas who ran for the Texas 2nd District. He told CNN that the joke made on SNL about his appearance was dark. The show should have rethought the joke, but he added he doesn't want a hollow apology. So the first part of that skit was just strange. The second part, I think, is when it just became dark. We have thick skin, but as veterans, it's hard for us to understand why war wounds would elicit such raucous laughter from an audience. Adding, I think they should have rethought that joke a little bit, even if you can call it a joke. It wasn't a joke. Mm-mm. Can you imagine a radio? Television was in its infancy in World War II when the veterans came back. But can you imagine a public official or a radio show back after World War II making fun of any of the injured that came back from World War II? Never. And I'll tell you what the problem is. The lack of respect from kids like Pete Davidson that are in their 20s, in their early 20s, mid-20s, the entitled generation, the millennial generation that's been handed everything. Everybody gets a participation trophy. The problem is they never had the right discipline. Mm-hmm. Because I will tell you, if I would have done that when I was that age, I don't care what age, my parents certainly would have given it to me, and I never would have even considered doing it because that's how we were brought up. You just don't do it. It's in poor taste, it's inappropriate, and it's unacceptable.
Well, if you think about the great comedians of the time with Bob Hope and what he did for veterans, right? And
don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at BNT Satellite
for local dish installation and service.
Hi, folks. This is Doug Tooley. There's no greater friend than our veterans. At BNT Satellite, we would like to honor their sacrifice. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. We are a local authorized dish dealer, a veteran-owned business. We live here, we work here, and we want to honor our local veterans. That's 241-DISH. For more information, please call us at 241-3474.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
As many members of mainline Christian denominations are now identifying as unaffiliated, many are celebrating the replacement of God worship with state worship. But folks, only 3% of Americans actually actually identify as atheist, while evangelical churches are growing.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
What age? And if you say, great, well, medically you can't serve in the Army or the Air Force or the Navy, fine. 1 year of service to this country, community service, other things that you can't get out of.
The Peace Corps,
whatever it is, you have to serve this country.
Yes. And, you know, service is a great devotion to oneself. It kind of opens yourself and matures it a lot. If you look at some of the things that happen in Europe and other compulsory services, it really is across the board. Today, these youths, they do not want to serve. They don't want to serve their community. They don't want to serve others. They only want mom to serve them. And so what we've created, and we've kind of lost focus and point about, you know, the sacrifice to one's fellow citizens and that kind of thing. So when I was a young soldier, we were stripped away of all individuality. We were retrained into a purpose, into a mission. You know, patriotism came out of that. And we, you know, I went on to be a soldier. It's the same thing that could be said once again for the Peace Corps and in the Depression era when we developed the Conservation Corps. And so there are a lot of options. And unfortunately, our think tanks today don't think about what we should do as a country.
Well, I get a kick, and I tweeted this. This was a while ago where some kid was complaining or they were talking about how they were set off on college campuses. They were not provoked, but they were trying to remember the correct term.
Triggered.
Thank you, Sergeant Steve. They were triggered over something. Who knows? Somebody came to speak, and they were triggered, and they needed at Ohio State or Michigan State, they needed a safe space because it was so stressful. And I tweeted, I said, here are the 18, this is the 18-year-olds today. They're triggered because somebody's speaking, while meanwhile they need a safe space. Here's the safe space that the 17, 16, 17, 18, and 19-year-old boys in World War II, and there's a picture of them up to their ass in water and other GIs as they're storming the beaches of Normandy. And I said, isn't it amazing what a difference 50 years makes?
Well, I think today we do everything we can not to trigger somebody. Back then it was anti-coddling. Remember? Your dad said, don't coddle them.
Right.
You know, let them cry. Let it happen.
Kids are soft in the United States. They are soft today. And I can't tell you how many parents that said, they say to me, Dave, it's my fault. I came up with a tough upbringing. I wanted my kids to have it easier. But the mistake I made was we gave them everything. And now they can't even make their own decisions. Mm-hmm. We can't, you know, a friend of mine was telling me, he told his kid, hey, listen, you know what? You're going to get a job this summer. You're not touring Europe like you did last summer. You're not doing this. And the kid said, well, I can't do that. That's punishment. And he's like, no, that's the real world. But it's amazing that this kid who's been so coddled, that it's almost like the kid wanted to report his father to child welfare because the father's making the kid get a job.
Well, it's funny. When I joined the service, it was actually because my dad sat me down one day and said, where are you going to live when you graduate?
Right.
And, you know, when's your first job? And so being an active parent was not only shielding you from the tough part of life, but letting you experience it as well. And then the generation was, you need to make your way through the world. Now, I'm here to help you, and I give you what you need, not what you want.
Well,
and we've lost that.
The millennial generation is the wussified generation. Mm-hmm. The good news is there still are numerous members of the millennial generation who are serving, who are not betas, who are alphas, who say, I respect this country, I want to serve this country, and understand the sacrifice that is involved. But like I said, 1 year of mandatory service from everybody, boy, girl, from 18 to 19, would do this entire country great. You wouldn't see kids that would be kneeling. You wouldn't see kids that would just make fun like this Pete Davidson of a veteran coming back with without an eye. That nonsense would end. The final and concluding segment of this Veterans Day edition of the Cigar Dave Show from American Freedom Distillery in St. Petersburg comes your way next.
Never miss a minute of the show
when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app
for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices.
You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device.
Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store.
Search Cigar Dave.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the Vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club prides itself on featuring great new cigars. And as the man, the general, the alpha in chief that oversees the Officers Club, I am always on the hunt for great new cigars. One of those cigars that was launched at the Cigar Retailers Convention last summer that was just released a few weeks ago, the Rocky Patel No. 6. A beautiful, medium, round, complex, sweet cigar, loads of sweet notes, very pleasant, a beautiful Honduran Corojo Jamastron wrapper with Honduran Jalapa and Nicaraguan fillers. The reason that they call the blend Rocky Patel No. 6. It was the sixth blend out of about 22 that Rocky and the rest of the crew at Rocky Patel said, that's it. That's what we want. It's a beautiful cigar. Join the Cigar Dave Officers Club today. Great holiday gift, and you'll get great cigars like the Rocky Patel No. 6. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, $22.95 per month. You become a member.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
First to fight for the right and to build the nation's might. When we are the equal fully proud. Proud of all we have done, fighting till the battle's won.
The official song of the United States Army, last but not least, as we wrap up our Veterans Day edition of the Cigar Dave Show. From American Freedom Distillery with retired Green Beret Scotty Neal and co-founder of American Freedom Distillery. We didn't forget you, Scotty. The Army goes rolling along.
That's
the
right.
Quezon song. Wanted to make sure we made you feel at home. You probably thought we forgot about you.
Well, the others need all the attention, but we close up the rear.
There is a definite, there's a further joke there, but we won't get into that. Scotty, on behalf of every one of our alphas and lieutenants listening, I want to thank you for your service and give you a snappy salute and a happy Veterans Day to you. We are going to post, there is some great discounts from restaurants and from businesses for veterans all across the country. Dunkin' Donuts, Denny's, California Pizza Kitchen, Buffalo Wild Wings, Applebee's, you name it. There's a whole bunch of them. Red Lobster, Little Caesars, Golden Corral, Goodyear. We'll post those so that you can see where you can properly get a discount, just as a small token of these businesses to thank you for your service. As always, Scotty, we appreciate coming from American Freedom Distillery. As always, Cigar Dave, the general saying, Mayor Humidor, always be full. Mayor Cutter, always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. To all our great veterans that are listening, and those that aren't, I salute all of you and wish you a happy Veterans Day. We thank you for your service. We thank you for your bravery. May you continue on this great planet.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash, located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant.